This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. I'm Guy Bauer, and every Saturday here, noon to 1, it's the lunch hour with Good Life Guy. Food, wine, and anything that I want to talk about, because Intercom is handsomely compensated for my hour. I get to do anything, well, almost anything I want. On the phone with me is Gemma Stafford. Her book is called Bigger, Bolder Baking, A Fearless Approach to Baking Anytime and Anywhere. That means you're camping in a tent at 8,000 elevation in Colorado. That might be a little iffy, but Gemma, the book is laid out different. I like it, and I got to tell you, I really like the dedication in the front of the book. Let me see. Mom and Dad, which one of your other kids wrote a book? Love, Gemma. I like it. Gemma, tell us a little bit about the layout. I love this. It's not only cute, but it's kind of functional, too.
It's a little bit different. It sets the book apart from a lot of other baking books. And what I did was I broke down chapters into the biggest piece of kitchen equipment or tool that you might need to make something. Because with 5 million fans around the world, a lot of times what we hear is one thing that they might stop them from baking is a tool or a piece of equipment that they think they need to make something. So we have a chapter in the book that is wooden spoon and bowl, which is all recipes that can be made using just a wooden spoon and a bowl, like cookie doughs and crisps and cobblers. And then we go on to a section where you need a rolling pin, so a lot of pies and different things there. Baking pans, so a lot of cakes and brownies and blondies in that section. And then we have a section for a mixer. And I always say, like, electric hand mixer, $25 or whatever. Like, those guys are priceless. I love those. So you can even use just a small electric hand mixer if you don't have a stand mixer. And then there's also a whole chapter, which is no oven needed, which is probably one of our biggest categories when it comes to baking. And that is recipes. It kind of runs the gamut from ice cream to little cakes that can be made in a mug in the microwave, fudge that can be chilled, little things that don't need to go into the oven at all. And really a variety of different desserts.
Well, you know, I like the way it's laid out. I like some of the tips and things, and you really can't. I think I'm going to paraphrase. I think you said something that this book is filled with simplicity and easy to do things, and you can come home after a hard day's work and have a lovely homemade sweet at the end of the meal. One of the things I'm always thrilled with when I acquire any cookbook is that first section, whether it's called the introduction or even just chapter one. Yours precedes chapter one, and it's ingredients, techniques, tools, and substitutions. If I rip that section out, it's probably, I don't know, looking like 25 pages. It's worth the cost of the book, because especially when it comes to baking, as you well know, like I told you, you got to have a pretty good set of measuring tools, and you have to measure for some complex recipes. And while there's many recipes here where you could probably wing it and not have to worry, it's just I really like the way it's laid out. What do you think?
I know a lot of work went into that the first chapter. Because, like you said, you know, there's rules that you have to follow. And I don't want to turn people off by overloading them with information. But there's very simple things that you can, rules and techniques that you can apply to nearly all of your baking. And once you know those fundamentals, you know, you're really setting yourself up for success.
Yeah. You know, I was going to ask this later, but I don't want to forget. It just popped back into my head. I think chocolate is a major food group. and like at the towards the top of your recipes and videos on your website, and folks, again, biggerbolderbaking.com, you've got my favorite cookie, chocolate chip cookies, because they're so versatile, and whether you use the recipe in your book, the recipe on the Nestle's chip bag, there's plenty, and they're always satisfying, and you can change them up. But one of the things I really like about the book is that there are really some easy recipes, and I was thumbing through. I'm not a big fan of. I gotta say this politically correctly. Yes, buying a box cake mix is better than not having a cake at all. Buying a tub of store produced, manufactured icing, if you have to, okay. But making chocolate icing is just not that tough, is it?
No, it's not. And that's a whole section. So chapter number 7 is a little bit of it's a whole chapter of the fundamentals. So ingredients that you will need throughout the book that maybe you don't have at home, but you can actually make really easily. And I've learned this now, like I mentioned, almost 5.5 years of doing Bigger Bolder Baking, that in Europe, self-raising flour is very common, and we use it a lot in baking. But in America, it's quite hard to come by. And vice versa with cake flour, you guys use a lot of cake flour, and I never knew what cake flour was until I came here. But it's very easy to make those. You add a little bit of cornstarch to some all-purpose flour. You add a little bit of baking powder to all-purpose flour, and you've got a fantastic substitute. So chapter 7 is full of little recipes that will aid you throughout the book, like how to make your own buttermilk, how to make your own frostings, like you mentioned, even how to make your own homemade extract.
Yeah. Well, and then speaking of flour, back in the back, there's DIY cake flour, DIY self-rising flour. You can fix it. How about if I was brand new to baking and I wanted to make something that was relatively easy and quick, what would you send me in the book?
I would say, I would say a lot of the cookie doughs, if you're new to baking and want a bit of an introduction, chapter 1 is where I would recommend people start. However, a lot of people ask me, who is the book for? And the book is for a little bit of everybody, because I've worked as a professional chef for 10 plus years, and I wrote the book a little bit for like 8-year-old Gemma, who used to bake cookies nonstop. And then, as I grew older, I would make more like yeasted doughs and breads. And then now that I'm in my 30s, I kind of cater more for dinner parties and for entertaining. So I kind of tried to cover everybody in the book. But even the simplest of recipes are for everybody. Like, for instance, like I mentioned earlier, the microwave mug recipes, those are a great introduction to baking. And they only require a few cupboard staples, just some flour and just regular ingredients, 5 minutes of your time, and then 1 minute to cook. And it just, the one thing, it's a really convenient, people love them, but it also gives them a little bit of confidence to branch out from there.
Well, it certainly fits into that anytime, anywhere. And you're talking about it, and I'm open to, in case of emergency, 1 minute microwave brownies.
And yeah, that's the guy.
And as a chocoholic, there has been times where, fortunately, there's not a lot of sweets in the house, but there is a devil's food cake mix, and I won't add oil. I'll just put a little water in it, stir it up, put it in the coffee mug, stick it in the microwave, and then I have lava cake. Is it the best?
Yeah.
No. But this one, this has a few more ingredients than that would be. Three tablespoons of flour, 3 tablespoons of light brown sugar, 3 tablespoons unsweetened cocoa powder, and there's a great recipe for cake mix on the back of that. A little dibble of salt, 3 tablespoons of vegetable, 3 tablespoons of water. And then, of course, you can add a little vanilla extract, some chocolate chips, and you're done, and you microwave it.
Pretty
cool.
And what I love about that, like you mentioned, it's, when I was younger, this was really important to me because I baked the same thing night after night. All that recipe is really great because it's all pre. So when you're trying to remember the recipe, it's 3 tablespoons of everything. And, you know, if you're in a dorm, if you're in a maybe a facility that doesn't have a kitchen and, you know, they're like you just called out the ingredients there. They're all cupboard staples that, you know, usually people would have those to hand.
Yeah. And, of course, one of the pages that opens up, again, as a chocoholic, is the three-ingredient chocolate mousse. My wife makes the best homemade chocolate mousse that I've ever had. But I think her recipe is more complex than this. You know, this is simple stuff. 2 cups of the bittersweet chocolate, 1/2 cup of milk, 6 large egg whites at room temp, and whipped cream for serving. It's what fun. Okay, so
yeah,
I got
it's quite a classic way to make. Sorry, it's quite a classic way to make chocolate mousse.
Yeah, man, I get hungry thumbing through this. I wish I've said this so many times before, but not with you, Gemma. Somebody needs to come up with scratch and sniff, you know, photos for cookbooks.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Well, the book is so good. I not only hope you sell a lot, but maybe there's a James Beard Award in here. Been quite a few books this year but about baking, but I think you, in my opinion, you got the winner so far.
Thank you. Number one, it's a bestseller on Amazon so far, and it's almost 2 weeks old. So we're really happy with how it's been received.
Oh, that's great. So I got to ask you then, not to get you to divulge any secrets. What's your next book? Have you been? Come on, once you write a book, that they're already bugging you.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. I know. I before the book came out 2 weeks ago, I got a call from my agent asking me what the next book was. So I say more than likely it's going to be a little mix of sweet and savory, and I would say maybe more doughs and pastries and things like that. Oh, an area of which I really love. Takes a little bit longer, but you get, you know, it's a slow process, and I really love that part of the kitchen. So I would say it'll be something with including a lot of doughs and yeasted doughs and things like that.
Ah, what fun. The book is great. And the final thing is, I think after looking at some of your videos on your website, and folks, again, it's biggerbolderbaking.com. There's links to that and all of her social media sites at goodlifeguy.com if you forget. A TV show in the future?
I hope so.
Well, get your agent on it. Get that agent working on it. What fun. Gemma, thanks so much for being a part of the Good Life today.
Thanks a million, guys. Lovely to talk to you.
Enjoy the weekend and keep on baking.
You too. Take care.
Okay, before we go, let me tell you real quick. No, I'll hold off. It's better to go with the wine of the week. I'll tell you some wine stuff. In the studio with me is Janet Bryant. She's patiently waiting because we're going to talk about canine animal rescue right after this short break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.